building and strengthening ties all throughout southeastern Michigan, one song at a time. That's the mission of the Community Chorus of Detroit. It's only been on the scene since 2010, but in that comparatively short time, the chorus has attracted singers from over 35 zip codes, people coming from as far as Ann Arbor, converging on Detroit to bring choral music to Metro Detroit audiences. That's the Community Chorus of Detroit singing David Dickow's If Music Be the Food of Love. And joining us here in the studio, people who do believe that music is indeed the food of love, we have from the Community Chorus of Detroit the Executive Director and Board President Diane Lynn. Welcome.
Hello, Cindy.
And the Artistic Director and Conductor, Dr. Edward Mackey Schramm. Good
Hello.
To have you.
Thank you for having us.
Diane, I want to start by asking you, what sparked you to found this chorus? And what was missing that you felt needed to be put out there?
I think it was twofold. I got to a point in my life where I was done with my other professional positions, and so I was looking for something wonderful to do, and I also felt that Detroit really needed a chorus that was for all people, that was non-auditioned and that welcomed everyone. And I think the fruits of our labor have paid off and have shown us that there was that need, and we've met it.
And you have, at this point now, how many singers?
More than 50.
And that's just in a that's a comparatively short period of time.
Yes, just 3 years.
So, Ed, talk to us about this chorus. What, with these 50-some singers, what do they bring in terms of talent and drive and experience?
Well, there's a diversity in every respect, socioeconomic status, talent, experience, age. It's a wonderful group of people. I always begin with 3 to 5 minutes of social time for people to connect, and I always ask them to go talk to someone that they haven't spoken with yet. It's a community chorus in every respect, and we build that community not only in our mission of bringing great music, but also being there for one another and making those connections for people. And so many people have come to me and said, this has filled a void in my life, and this is what I was missing.
So give us kind of a portrait, ages, backgrounds. Give us an idea of when you say so diverse.
I think we have 30-some zip codes represented. Mm-hmm. We have our eldest member is in her 80s. We have some people fresh out of college who are doing, in fact, graduates of the University of Michigan in Detroit, making their mark on the world, trying to make their way part of Detroit's up-and-coming scene.
Yes.
We've also started an internship program this year with Wayne State University Voice Department, so we have two wonderful young interns with us.
So we have every mix of ages and backgrounds mm-hmm. coming
yes.
together and united by
music, absolutely. Their love of singing, their devotion to the city, their desire to make a difference in the lives of themselves and the concertgoers.
So what is it you want to bring when you're performing to audiences? I know you're focused on Detroit. You're also really reaching out to audiences throughout Southeast Michigan. So what do you want to bring to them, Diane?
I think it's really this sense of community that Ed described. And it's not only within the chorus, but we are very much determined to have the chorus serve the city. And so we bring not only this love of music to the city, but we also see ourselves in a service capacity, and we do outreach. And this summer, for example, we're doing on August 24th an all-day workshop for choirs throughout southeastern Michigan. And the idea in that is really to unite people through music, to bring together a very diverse body of musicians to study with Dr. Jerry Blackstone from the University of Michigan, and to really learn some new tips and tricks, techniques about choral music. And the proceeds of that will serve the homeless in Detroit.
I'm speaking with the Executive Director and Board President of the Community Chorus of Detroit, Diane Lynn, and we're also with us is the Artistic Director and Conductor, Dr. Edward Mackey Schramm. What is it about choral music that just, it seems to speak, as you're finding, to singers and audiences of all ages and backgrounds?
It does. It's that shared connection. It's the human voice, that sense of touch to the audience. It speaks to their hearts. It speaks to their souls, if you will. It speaks to people's desire to make Detroit so much more, to come forth and really be the city that they want it to be.
The upcoming concerts that are coming up on the 17th and 18th of May, I want to talk a little more about the choice of this title, Detroit, A Metamorphosis. What's behind that?
I was looking for a word or a phrase that would help capture people's imagination about what's happening in Detroit. There are so many great things happening that don't always make the press, that don't make the headlines. And so this is a way for people to think about Detroit in the midst of change. And we say a place of hope for all people because, number one, the chorus welcomes all people. And the concerts in May will feature pieces in Armenian. There'll be Arabic as well as English. We'll have a Jewish cantor as well. Also, many classical pieces that will be well known. And then some newer pieces featuring the works of Craig Hella Johnson, who's an up-and-coming composer and arranger that we like his work very much. So it's not only are we placing hope in the people of the singers, but also in the audience that's coming to think of Detroit in a new way.
Ed, you mentioned the term the human voice. How is it different from, I mean, we know it sounds different than, let's say, going to a symphony orchestra with all those instruments. But when you're talking about the human voice as the primary instrument, what does that feel like as a performer and also for the audience members?
I think for our chorus members, it's a very personable experience, if you will. Everybody has a voice, and we're an unauditioned chorus. That means that we take them as they are. We build on that strength. We sharpen their skills. We encourage them. People have solos. People form in ensembles together, smaller ensembles. They work in their homes. They have off-site rehearsals on their own to learn their part. They work very hard to perform well in the eyes of their peers.
And they're doing it for the love of music because they're clearly not being paid for this.
This is just
I want to sing.
It's their gift. You know, the other thing that's kind of a corollary to this whole experience is our volunteer commitment. And I've been involved in many groups over the years in many different capacities. But we have, I would say, nearly 100% volunteer commitment. Everyone is working hard on publicity or bringing refreshments or whatever it is that they can do to contribute. And it's very heartwarming. You know, you're talking about the sense of community before, Cindy. And I think with choral music in particular, getting back to the human voice, we harmonize not only with the music itself to make harmony, but I think we also harmonize directly with the people around us. It's a very intimate experience.
We have put a link to the Community Chorus of Detroit's website on our page at michiganradio.org. You can find out about the upcoming concerts. And clearly, if someone has fond and happy memories of singing choir in high school or college, that door is certainly open to more singers. And there is something pretty great about knowing that it's unauditioned. So if you want to sing, there's a home for you at the Community Chorus of Detroit.
Absolutely, yes.
Again, all the details, as well as there are details about the workshop in August for choir. So if you're in a church choir, or you're a school choir director, this is an idea for you to consider to come on down and get a chance to work with somebody who's quite a legend.
Yes, truly a legend, internationally so. And there will be information about that on our website soon. And there's also a contact for information if people would like to ask questions.
We're going to let the Community Chorus of Detroit take us out with their version of Danny Boy. But first, I just want to thank the Executive Director and the Board President, Diane Lynn, and Artistic Director and Conductor, Dr. Edward Mackey Schramm. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's
thank
our
you
pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us. It was a pleasure.
Oh, Dad.